Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, they say,
a black man is a pimp.
Oh, man, fix the mic.
On planet motherfucking Earth is her mama. Is her mama.
Oh, wow.
Get a man that got
what's
a
wrong
job,
the sure quality, bro, you can't hear it.
Make sure he can take
what's up now?
You want me to turn it up?
What happened to just falling in love with a nigga with a bus pass?
There you go. There you go.
Just because you love the nigga. But I'm the pimp.
I'm going to start it over for our audience so they can really understand what's going on. Run it back.
Okay, yeah, do that. Do that. This guy.
Oh, they say a black man is a pimp. Well, let me tell you, the biggest pimp on planet motherfucking Earth is her mama. It's her mama that told her, get a man that got a good job, girl. Make sure he got a good car, girl. Make sure he can take you out and buy you something, girl. What happened to just falling in love with a nigga with a bus pass? Just cause you love the nigga. But I'm the pimp, motherfucker. I gotta be the player. Biggest hoes on planet Earth are walking through the motherfucking neighborhood. You knew when you got with the nigga, he already had a woman. You knew he already had a family, but you fucked him anyway. And then when you thought you're gonna lose the nigga, you went and got pregnant, didn't you, bitch? Didn't you? The old keeper nigga, baby. And then when the nigga ain't around, what do you tell the child? Oh, that nigga ain't shit, that's why your daddy ain't here, cause that nigga ain't shit. How about being a woman and telling the kid the truth? That your mama, you was a hoe. Tell the kid, mama was a hoe, I was weekend pussy, I had you to keep the nigga, it didn't work out, that's why he ain't here. But he a good nigga, cause he take care of his real family. I was just a dumb bitch, trying to keep a nigga that I wanted.
Oh, Eddie Griffin, man, speaking the truth, and you know what's crazy, man? It's 2015, and, man, that still holds true.
Yeah, what about it is true? I mean, like, the fact that a woman could,
man, it's a little inside thing. If you don't know, I can't really tell you, but, no, I'm just playing.
I don't know, man.
Nah, I'm just playing with you, man. No, go ahead. I know. But like I said, go ahead. Tell me what you was gonna say. I was just joking around. But what part is true?
Yeah, like
you
might have
just
like,
been weekend fun. Is the part I was talking about.
The which one?
The part where you know, you might have just been some weekend pussy, and that's all.
Yeah.
Might have been that.
What about the part where whatever to fall in love with a nigga with a bus fare? Just because you love
I can't. I mean, what era you think he was like referencing there? Which era you think he might have been referencing there? What era you think he was talking about with the bus pass line? Because you got to think of when that came out, that's like 99 right then. That's the clock,
yeah.
2099 right there is when that came out. But what he's talking about, falling in love with a brother with a bus pass, I mean, that had to have been like, it just makes me think of the 70s for some reason. I don't know why.
Well,
that's about the only time I could think that it would have been okay to been with somebody, you know, just because you love them. But,
well, yeah.
You know what the bus said. So.
Well, is that
ain't gonna get it done in this era.
Why not? You know, I talked to a couple.
Did you say why not?
One time. Yeah, well, let me explain. And
oh,
I'm not even referring to
why not? My bad.
Yeah, well, I said, just like Eddie Griffin, what happened to fall in love with a nigga with a bus pass? And
I got you.
I asked a group of females, it was about four of us sitting around, and I asked them, I was like, you know, what are some no-nos, I guess, with dating? They pretty much, they said they can deal with someone living at home before they can deal with someone who has their own place but don't have an own car. And it seemed like their only problem was the fact that they would have to drive if they went out. And I gave them all type of scenarios, like, you know, up here in Portland, and especially in the Bay Area, I know plenty of people that get around without a car. Maybe they live, you know, a few blocks from work, and they never needed to buy a car. I mean, you know, I'm just saying there was reasons some guys didn't have a car, some people, for whatever reason it was. And
I understand where you're coming from there. That's a different scenario, I think, than what he was. It seemed like to me, you know, he was kind of insinuating that, you know, all the dude had was a bus pass and like that, and that was enough. You know, like the whole just broken in love type scenario or whatever. I was just saying, I mean, that's, you know, that's not going to go. And that ain't going to go, especially in today's world, for right or wrong. But that's a no-go.
That's a no-go. Would you date
female? No. If you don't drive, no. No, I don't care how. No. Not going to date you. Not going to happen. You could be fine.
Why?
That's great. Because I'm not going to be, I'm not going to be used to what I date a female that didn't drive. No, I wouldn't date one. You know, we might could have like a, you know, just a quick, like.
Round date food?
Yeah, you call it that. And yeah, we could, that might could happen, but no, date, that sounds like, you know, more than one encounter to me. And with that being said, that means I'd be picking you up all the time, and that's also a no-go. I mean, I guess, though, if you flip it around, if you got the bus pass and we can meet up, then maybe that might work.
Well, I mean, I knew a guy that didn't want to drive. He lived in San Francisco. He didn't even want a car. He hated many things
though.
Around San Francisco.
That makes sense. That's tough. I mean, come on. Are we talking about New York or something? Or, you know, I mean, even
well,
San Francisco.
Earlier I named cities. I was like Portland, parts of the Bay Area. I did say
Portland,
there's some places where.
Portland. Well, I said major cities.
You can get around Portland downtown without a car. And. If
I didn't
you
say
that
you couldn't make it without a car. I just said that
right. You
asked for a date somebody without a car. Now, I could understand you not driving and not having a car if you lived in a city like New York or you know, maybe even some parts of San Francisco. I can understand that. Places where public transportation is, you know, a major, you know, way for people to get around, but not Portland. No.
Portland's
not a major city either, so it's not a major city, so that it doesn't qualify. But
it'd be a major city.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying I can understand it in a major city. You know what I mean? Like, you can get it like then, because then you know you wouldn't necessarily, you know, it might even be better to use public transportation in some of those bigger cities. You know, easier to get around than having a car. So.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. So, how about you? Did you date a chick that didn't drive, and would you do that?
You said even if she hella fine, so like if I meet a 6'3".
Wait a minute. I just said that would be.
You did say that. Yeah, even if she
was fine. I did. Right. And then I went ahead and went a little further into it and said that, like we said, I think you said something about a rendezvous.
Yeah.
Like that. Well, continuing today, you said date somebody. So I was thinking that would mean, you know, like numerous encounters, not just once, twice.
Okay, well, here, there's dating as in as far as we go, you know, keep seeing each other till we become boyfriend, girlfriend, or, you know, the booty calls. And I'm talking about dating as in we're moving on to boyfriend and girlfriend.
Okay.
But either way, honestly, either way, I think I can do it because, honestly, and you probably remember this from college, I didn't care to see anyone that much. I mean, maybe it'll change because I'm older, but I can still go without seeing you every day, 4 or 5 days a week. So I wouldn't mind meeting up either at a restaurant or at either person's house. And I get around pretty good, so.
Well, I think, again, it's all context. I just thought you meant, you know, like he was saying, like he was insinuating that, you know, you just had a bus pass. That's all you had. And you know, but I get what you're saying, yeah. I mean, that could work, I guess, in certain scenarios. I guess anything's possible, depending on the situation. So.
Yeah.
But you could definitely see yourself doing it, though, meeting up.
If she that bad, like you said, if she fine, my fine is like 6'3", maybe 200.
6'3"?
that might be a little too big.
I'm glad that it was out there and it's that now we know.
I don't know weight that much. I can't really think of weight. Let's say 175.
You just said 200.
Yeah.
You said 6'3" and 200 is what you said.
I don't know,
safety is what I thought you were talking about, but maybe you were talking about a woman. I think that's what you said.
Yeah, I'm talking about a woman. I said she
six
like
three, 200.
Okay.
No, I mean, you like what you like, man. I was just making sure that we got that clear. 6'3".
No, I don't know what 6'3", 200 look like on a female. Maybe I just
I can picture it. I can picture it.
I can't. So.
I can picture it. That's like John Lynch.
Here. How about like a, you know, maybe around a Layla Ali. She might even be 175, so somewhere around there.
Layla Ali, I don't know, man. You might be doing her a disservice. You know what, though? She might be, actually. I can see her being about in that 170 range, actually. Yeah, I could definitely see that.
Yeah.
Probably 170-ish, 175. Yeah, I think you're right. That might be accurate.
Cool. All right. Yeah. So that.
You think she's 6'3", though? I know she's tall.
You know,
6'3" is pretty tall.
Okay. Well, let's take her.
For a girl? I mean, that's pretty. Okay. Candace Parker's like 6'4".
She's 6'6".
Damn. Are you sure? I thought Lisa Leslie was like 6'6". I thought Candace Parker was like 6'4". I might have got it wrong.
No, they're both
6'6". Damn. I don't know. We might have to fact check that. I'm taking the under. We're taking the under on that.
Okay.
I'm taking the under on Candace Parker. I'm taking the under on that one.
Okay. Well, here, how about this? I do like Candace Parker a lot. So, yeah.
You should.
So, whatever height she is, you might be right 6'4", because, you know, pretty much with a lot of heights fluctuating every weekend.
Over under 175 on Candace Parker.
Whatever her weight is, I'll take it.
No, I'm saying over under. You think it's over or under 175? Don't look at the computer, man. Go on and answer.
175?
Over under. It's real easy. Over under. Over under, man.
I
want to
take 175. No, I'm taking 175. Give me a half a point then.
I said, is it over or is it under? It could be 175 and three quarters.
Okay, let's do that. Even though they're not going to show that.
So you're taking the over?
Yeah.
That's what that sounded like. Okay, so you're taking the over. Okay. So you took 6'6" and over.
Correct.
And you took 175 and over.
I'll take the 6'4", 175, 41. Because you might be right about her height.
Okay.
Because I know sometimes.
All right, well, when I,
you know.
Okay. Well, when I get to the people in the fact check department, you know, and talk to some of the staff and they come up with these statistics, then, you know, we'll know who's right or wrong. So.
All right.
Be
six,
good.
Four,
I think
three.
I think you're close.
6'4", 175, 41. That's where I'm going. But.
Okay.
Speaking of fact check, let's go back to 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago?
Yeah, two weeks ago.
Okay, all right, okay. Go ahead.
You were supposed to fact check a dating website about germaphobedate.com.
Germaphobedate.com. Oh, that's right. You did ask me. You were saying that there's not any sites for people who are germophobic. That's what you were saying.
Yeah.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay. No, you know what? I never got around to that. So, I guess we'll have to save that one for another week.
Okay, so you just remember that because if
just remember it?
Well, I want you to, if you don't look it up, that's going to be our next business venture right there.
Business venture. Okay.
Yeah.
So you mean maybe starting for the high, for the hypochondriacs, but for the germaphobes. Is that the proper term for them?
And you know what? A hypochondriac website might be good. I don't think they should date each other, but, you know, they may think they
You don't
do.
Think germaphobes and hypochondriacs should date each other?
No, I don't think hypochondriacs should date another hypochondriac.
Well, that was, I mean, that sounds like...
Because then if they have a son, they're going to raise them up to be scared and always hurt.
So you think it's possibly genetic?
No. I don't think you're... I don't think it's in your DNA. I think it's the way you're raised.
Ah, okay. Okay.
And I just think of people who I know that opposite of hypochondriacs.
Of that's a good question. What's the opposite of a hypochondriac anyway?
Someone will probably say who either is afraid of doctors and hospitals or who refused to go for various reasons. You know. I mean,
and that's the opposite?
You know,
are you saying that's the opposite of a hypochondriac?
I would think so, right? Unless I'm confused on what a hypochondriac is, can you remind me?
A hypochondriac is somebody who as far as I know, I thought it was somebody that either over-exaggerates or always is hurt, always acts like they're hurt, or has an ailment. Something to that effect is what I know about hypochondriacs.
They're anxious about their health. Like, in little thing, they're like, oh, what's this? What's that? I got to go in. Yeah. And so.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking of opposite. Is someone who, like, you know, I'm the kind of dude that'll walk up to you like, hey, Kofi, is your heart ever stop beating? You're going to be like, what the what? You'll be like, yeah, I'm cool. And that's how I diagnose myself. Like, you know, like that one comedian said. He said, my uncle.
Hey, Patrice O'Neal.
Huh?
Yeah. Patrice O'Neal.
Well, it was another comedian that was talking about. He said my uncle was like, and he said he could have a whole nigga growing out his chest, and he still ain't gonna talk about it.
That's pretty funny.
And so. Like, for me, it took me a while to go before I got diagnosed with scleroderma. Even then, I didn't take it serious. It took until I couldn't raise my arms that much. Then I was like, okay, now it's serious.
Oh, wow.
You would think most people would, like, once they couldn't get, like, to scratch their head, they'd be like, you know, there's something wrong here.
I would have to say that what you were doing, like, what would you call that? Like, I guess you would call it like, not procrastinating, but really, I guess the level of procrastination and denial. But that, I feel like, too, with the doctor thing and you didn't want to go get looked at and this and that, I don't even know if that's a hypochondriac type of thing as much as it is maybe a, that's a cultural thing, too, I feel like. You know, black folks don't like to go to the doctor. I think that's part of it. Because you just said, you know, it's how you're raised, and I think that's something that's, you know, pretty prevalent, you know, black community.
Well, that's because...
Don't like to go to the doctor, you know what I'm saying?
Well, at least I know in my family, older generation, grandparents and older, they just didn't trust.
Yeah.
And I, you know, we...
They're probably right.
Reasons.
Everybody,
yeah. Right. Well, we see it nowadays. There was no malpractice lawsuits, especially coming from our community. And that's how, and then the other half is you just can't afford it. I mean, you kind of figure every once in a while, you know, at least when the rep tells you, oh, you get this with all your benefits when you pay this amount a month. And then it seems like when it comes down to it, something never gets covered or you never get full coverage. And, you know, I definitely know that medical coverage is half the reason. A lot of black people don't go to the hospital. For instance, scleroderma, right? It hits African Americans the hardest, and we get attacked the hardest. Our rates for anything for severity or fatality is higher. And I'm starting to think, I don't know if it's necessarily because it's just us and we just get attacked faster versus, I mean, how long did it take me? About 2.5 years before I finally said, okay, I need to go to the doctor. Or, you know, all these symptoms, you know, I think we don't go in or doctors don't really pay attention. And then by then, because they say within 3 to 5 years is at its worst. And if we don't go, if I went in almost 3 years later and other people who did not have the skin tightness but, you know, maybe some breathing issue or stomach tightening, they just dealt with it, that's already, you know, we're later down the mark than when other people get diagnosed when they first go in. Because if me and, you know, someone not black get diagnosed at the same time, let's say, you know, January 1st, 2015, but I've been having problems for 4 years, then, yeah, it's going to look like my rate is going to be worse than that person who got diagnosed the same day, if that makes sense.
Right.
Yeah, Nate?
I mean, oh man, that's one of those where it's like, I don't know on that one. That one's kind of, look, do you think that it was maybe like, that it was like a problem like way, way before that though?
Well, before the diagnosis,
I just mean a problem with how, like just your whole outlook on it, like in the sense of, did you even think at all, like maybe like, okay, just to make sure I'm going to go, like, or was it totally just like, I'm not going, it had to be like severe, like something had to happen physically before you was willing to even.
Yeah.
Check it out. I got you. Damn.
Well,
I wish you wouldn't have said that, bro, because that's what I would have did, too. I ain't going to lie. That's how it is. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
I mean, that's not good.
I'll tell you what. Well, because some of the symptoms are just the way, I mean, and I've talked about it before, on the show and off the show, it's just the way my grandmother was. You can't just, if you can walk, literally, if you can walk, you are okay. That's how she was. Like, I told you before, I busted my chin.
Yeah.
I slipped my chin open. Said, if he can walk, send him home. It wasn't no take care. It wasn't no, yeah, you can take him to the hospital. Now, I don't know if it was because of hospital bills, but she wasn't concerned. You can hear her yelling, like,
yeah, he's from a different era, man.
And yeah. And so,
is it broke? Oh, send him home then. It's just gas over.
Yeah. Well, she was just like, he shouldn't have been running. That was her thing. You know, kids, I guess, apparently to her, don't be running. But
that's kind of harsh, too, though. A little harsh, too.
Well, she didn't want me playing tag. And I was, okay, Grandma, don't play tag. Like, whatever. But,
right. Right.
I just look at it was just pretty much just deal with the problem and adjust. So I don't know, like you said, that might mostly be a cultural thing because you ain't just going to go to the doctors. If there's some test,
you better be really, really hurt. You better be damn near dying.
And even then, where's the alcohol? You know.
Well, right. Throw some testing on it, man. You'd be all right.
Yeah. So I don't know. I do believe.
So you kind of just developed, like, you just kind of took on that mentality, probably just where it's like, man,
I do.
Like,
yeah,
that makes sense. That makes sense. I can see that.
Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, yeah, that has to be it, because as long as I've known you, that's been the case. I mean, you pretty much, you don't be. I mean, you have to be in some real, real serious, and all that you've been through. I've never heard you, you know what I'm saying, like, complain or any of that, and about no pain or nothing. You seem like you just pretty much have just toughed it out, even when you legitimately were, you know, in a lot of pain and going through a lot. So, I tell you the truth, though, part of me kind of like, I mean, I don't know if it would have helped the diagnosis. You know how things can be when, if you catch something quicker, it's always better. But at the same time, I give Grandma props for that, she instilling that in you. You ain't no, you know, she wasn't going to let you know what I'm saying, no poodle about it. You know, you just
right,
gotta,
right.
You know, tough it out. I can respect that.
Yeah,
but unfortunately, it can be to our detriment, though. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
unfortunately.
I was just to say, it actually, well, here's the crazy part. That ultimately was how she passed. She had lung and liver cancer, but she just kept asking for painkiller. But, you know.
So
that
she at least did have the painkiller, though.
Huh?
I said she at least took the painkiller, though. She at least, she didn't just suffer.
Yeah, she didn't do real painkiller. No, she suffered, though. She was in pain all the time. Cause
no,
I
know she did, but I'm saying that some people won't even take the painkiller. I mean, it sounds like you're saying that she at least would accept it, you know, while she was suffering, at least would have accepted some painkiller, right?
Yeah, she would have. That's when she got re-beat, because I would even try to avoid that. And that was mostly the constipation. Well, that was mostly the constipation.
You're right, being pain to be constipated. And that's pain, too. That's funny.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'll tell you what. The three worst pains to me is the gums or the teeth. That's number one.
Woo!
The
man,
stomach.
Lying about the teeth. What?
Yeah. The stomach is number two. Actually, it's almost a tie. Let me put stomach one, because you can't really do nothing with the stomach when it hurts if it's like a real bad pain.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it's just,
so
yeah,
we'll put that number one. Teeth number two, because sometimes you can avoid by, like, not swallowing or chewing on that side or whatever. And then the knee pain. I mean.
I've been lucky.
The knee and the
knee
back
pain.
Sometimes go hand in hand, but the knee usually works.
Yeah, that's back. Serious, yeah.
Especially when you got a long back like mine, you trying to roll up to sit up. there are consequences of being tall, and when pain.
Oh, you better believe it. You mean big people have the long? They got trouble. Yeah,
actually,
cool being tall when you're young,
look,
but it ain't cool being tall when later in life.
Yeah.
It's really not at all. If that's for anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, it's tough. You know?
Yeah, so that's going back to dating a hypochondriac. Like, I don't know if you ever dated a girl that not a hypochondriac, but to me, it's kind of like someone calling me an OCD. Like, for instance, you've seen the commercial, maybe you have it. It was a commercial where a guy was sitting down having his lunch on his broke ass cell phone, and his girl. She was in a, her wrist was broke. She was in a hospital. To me, that's what I call a hypochondriac. Now, I don't know if that's what it is or what it's not.
Well,
let me explain.
That's not.
Let me explain. To me, look, people call me OCD because I like a clean place. So I'll explain why that's a hypochondriac to me because it's like, I mean, I know what you're saying, actually. No, it's not a hypochondriac, but she broke her wrist. She wasn't going to die. She was having immediate surgery. It was saving her life. She was able to leave. It wasn't one of those things where they said, okay, after this, you need someone to come pick you up immediately. So, if some girl came to me with that kind of attitude because she was in the house, I was like, what is your problem? You all right,
oh,
right?
Boy. Yeah, see, you might want to. Yeah, I mean, and that's cool. I understand why you might say that. I'll just say that's not going to play well. That's not going to play well. Especially with a female, just because everything's a big deal. Okay, we know that much. For the most part, everything's a big deal. So if there's a broken limb, I don't care if it's a finger. Okay, care if it's a finger,
right.
It's going to be a big deal with most women. Okay,
right.
So in your case, right, you might look at that like, damn, man, like what? I mean, it's not that serious. You know, you're not going to die. I mean, relax. You're not going,
right.
It's not going to inhibit you from walking or nothing like that. You're going to be okay. But a lot of people, the injury allows for sympathy, and that's really what they want is the sympathy. You know, that's usually how that works. So, yeah, that's not going to work well for you, man. Some girls will probably, they'll be acting just like that girl in the commercial. Where were you?
Well, you know, I've been told that I wasn't empathetic. I've got that a few times, and I can accept that. You know, we realize at this age, or you should realize, that you almost got to accept what people say, especially if you're going to be stubborn about changing your ways, right? I know that my attitude is almost set. It would be hard for me to change for anyone over 18 years old. And I don't mean dating, I just mean in general, if there's something you're complaining about, I mean, usually my attitude is you either adapt to it or you change it. It's one or the other, in my opinion, right? It's like, some dude don't like you. Okay, move on to the next. Some girl keeps asking you to pay for a date. Well, don't pay or keep paying. I don't know what to tell you at that point because you keep doing it. So, I mean, I know it's just simple, issues, but it's just like, that's how I am. I know that.
Right.
I'll fit my ways, so I got to accept the fact that this is what it is.
That's it.
I got to accept what people tell.
That's right. Yeah. And you're right. You said in your way. I mean, I'm still looking in, obviously. You know, we get to this age. It was that way a while back. But I just mean, you get to a certain age, yeah, you really set in them. And same token is, you look at it like this. So you was, you was talking about, I like a 6'3", whatever, weight, whatever. Now, you have to go on and put that in to your search. Also, you got to have somebody that's a little closer that looks at things kind of a little bit more like you do. You can't. You're right. You can't have a hypochondriac. It might drive you nuts or anything close to that. You really got to have somebody a little more thick skinned and a little bit more like you. So that makes sense.
And that's why when we talk sometimes, that's why I'm actually for online dating. Now, you did say you hope, you try to hope that people are telling the truth. I mean, you don't really know,
No, you don't, but I just feel like this. I just feel like, and I'll say, because that was a conversation that we was having, and obviously I don't online date, online none of that
stuff.
But I like the function. I understand it, and I think that it's cool, but I think that I feel like it can almost be even worse because than if you were just to meet somebody, it's a lot harder, I feel like, to put up a facade of who you are and what you are about when you meet somebody face-to-face because, online, you can pretty much be whoever you want to be. So that's what I mean. Like, I think it's great if there's both parties is being honest with each other about what, what they like, this and that. But, then that's great. But I think if you're not, man, it can be all bad,
Yeah,
you thinking you thinking you with somebody, like you said, they're, feel the same way that you feel about things and this and that, and then I just put that on there because I was trying to, meet people. So, You know, it could be kind of funny stuff.
It can, and I actually I don't feel bad when someone excluded information online and then the other person was to break up, because I'm like, if you even go on an online date and you know there's something about you that someone may not like, or, you know, something that the world would consider taboo or embarrassing, yeah, I'm like, let's well get it out the way online. It's the best time to say, look, yeah, I only got two toes on my left foot.
People don't know.
I'm saying, like, that might throw some
news. You had that flick of foot and didn't say nothing, and you got them two big toes.
Yeah.
What the hell's wrong with you? She had hammer time on her feet.
That would be discouraging to some people. Like, us. I don't know anybody personally that has came out and said, I like feet, but I know it's a fetish, so, you know. You
it could be a fetish.
So
I'll say this. You can't have no busted feet. I'm sorry. Can't have it.
See,
won't do it. Not, it's a no-go. And some people,
wait,
say, why do you care?
What
do you care? Why do you care? Does that matter? It's like anything else. It's just the same the other way. Why don't you care? You know, that's the whole deal. That is depends, you know, on what you value. But I just tell you, if you got busted feet, you better keep it stepping. Oh, intended. All right. You know what I mean?
Before we take this call down, would you date a girl with pretty two toes feet? Or does she need at least eight of them?
You said you need two toes?
Yes.
That's all she got? Like, she missing digits?
She only got two on her left foot.
Ooh. And ain't none on the right.
Really? But it's all lotion and no heel ass and, you know, toenails.
Yeah, you could have set me up. I ain't trying to discriminate people that's missing toes, but, you know, somebody for y'all.
And she talking about her favorite song is Step in the Name of Love. Well, let me take this call. Let's see who this is.
Yeah.
408, you on.
Hey, yo, what's up, man? It's JG, man. How y'all doing, man? How y'all doing, man? How you doing, Coldfish? How you doing, man?
I'm good with you, big dog. How you doing, man?
Ben Charlie, man. What's up, man? How you doing? I just got one question, man. What are y'all talking about? Y'all talking about pretty feet or ugly feet or what? Because I caught on to the conversation kind of late, man. So,
you first of all, you've been on hold for 4 minutes, and we only talked about feet for about a minute and a half, but...
I know. That's where y'all at now.
So what you think?
Yeah.
So what you think, 408, man? Can you have a lady with some busted feet? I mean, are you a guy that cares about how...
That's a turn off. That's a turn off.
There you go. Turn off, that's what you say. That's a no-go for you. It's a deal breaker.
Because that just lets me know that she don't take care of her body. She really care less about her body.
Hey, but what if it's like this, though? I'm not talking about the nails ain't done, they ain't painted. I'm talking about if she got, you know what I'm saying, that big long toe that go way past the big toe, and one of them's kind of hooked the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? A couple of them see walking over there, throwing up West Side on you.
She got corns.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
Corns, bunions.
She got toes
trying to reach out and touch you, or she got talons or something like that. That's talking about.
Yeah,
genetics though.
Nah,
so
I can't
genetics.
Do it.
Yeah, no.
No matter if it's genetics or not, you can't do it. You're not blaming nobody. It don't matter if it's genetics, right? It don't matter because you just can't do it. That's all.
You know what? I heard. And this could be true, this could be wrong, but I heard back in the days, like, you can tell, like, with the genetics, like, if their feet were really messed up, like, if they were pointing a certain way, or they were crossing over each other or something. I heard in the past that they came from inbreeding. And I don't know if it could be true or it could be bullshit. But no, I'm being serious right now, man.
Yeah, no, I know you being serious, man. I'm just laughing at the situation.
They go back
That's
with, like, people in the South. Back in the days, like in the 30s, and the 20s, you know, like the Color Purple days and them days like that, a lot of people in the South, they used to date their cousins and marry them and stuff of that nature. Like, and used to have children. And, like, I don't know, it was something in the South, though. I'm not saying no
right. 408, you wild, boy.
Man, hey. That's just something I heard. It could be true. It could be a tale. You know what I'm saying?
But the bottom line is, just on the record, though, regardless, though, if a girl, you know, if her feet is not right, regardless of the rest of her, that's a turnoff for you, and that's probably a no-go, right?
I can't do it because I got a lot of things that I do with a female, and that would
throw that off for you. It's a no go.
That
would
throw it off.
I understand. Well, it sounded like you was erring on the other side of things. Like that's not necessarily a problem for you. You can get past it.
Who, me?
Big C, where you at, man? Where you at? Yeah.
No, you know what? I don't think I can do bare feet because I actually used to not like feet. Like I almost kick people off if you put your feet on me. I'm not that bad anymore, but I don't think I can do bare feet. I've seen it, and every time I see nasty feet, I'm like, ugh, you know. So I don't think I can do bare feet. It's even a problem to see ashy elbows and thumbs. So it got to be worse.
Let me ask you this then. Let me ask y'all this then. So if you do, so I mean, like you say, you got what you got, man. You born what you got. What do you do if you're a female or male, for that matter, and your feet's busted? Do you put the effort in to try to get it right? Do the best you can? Like, you know, you can only work with what you got. But
you go to the nail shop.
You gotta try to get it worked out, right?
You know, you Christians believe that you should just go in and accept your fate. Right? God gave you that body.
Whoa! How did we get off? We talking about feet, man. You got off into some religion, man. We don't do that over here.
I'm just saying, if God gave you that body, you should keep it, right? That's the theory.
I don't know about that, man, because that would mean that you shouldn't put on makeup or none of that other stuff that you do, lotion, no, you should just roll with it how it is. Is that what you're saying?
I think that's
a can of worms.
You're talking about God, what God said your body is.
He getting off into a whole nother, yeah.
I was just talking about you got what you got.
Yeah, you're supposed to be your temple. You're supposed to do the best that you can since you wanted to get off on that.
A lot of people got bad feet. It's not the genetics. Some got their genetic trait, but you know what? Some people walk outside, go camping, and don't wear shoes.
Some people saying flip flops all the time, and they feet be dried out all the time, and that adds to the problem. A lot of it's effort. You know how it is.
I was talking about the people with deformed feet, like you said, where, like, their toes are painted or pointed.
I wasn't talking about, like, for real deformed. I just meant, you know what I meant. Like, it's clear I'm talking about a legitimate deformity.
Okay.
That's not what I meant, man. I was just talking about, like.
If they're just ashy and I can't do that.
Okay.
They gotta be.
Okay, I got one for you.
Hey, you know what?
Yes
or
no?
Kofi. What I do is I take them to Lee's and get their nails done.
Okay, I got you. And then look, so 408, look, take it like this. So you say there's certain things that you would like to have you know, so you could do how you want with your woman. Now, I don't know about you, but to me, if you're a woman, you should probably have some paint on those. You know what I'm saying? Some type of paint, something, a clear coat, whatever. They need to be, you know, done up right. Well, how do you feel about that, man? Does that matter to you?
I feel... Sorry, go ahead. My bad, boss. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was asking.
I feel like that's a requirement. We were created different for a reason. So, So a man is supposed to be rough, rugged. You know what I'm saying? Now I ain't saying he gotta be a straight caveman, but he's a man, and a female
right. Should
act like a female. She shouldn't be walking around looking like she's bench pressing 300. Like, she should be feminine. She should have the pretty feet, the nails done, the perfume on, the good little dress, all that, the blouses and all that, all that sexual, that female tension that I like. You know what I'm saying? That's what attracts me. Now the chick, real looking butchy, and she looking like, you know, you want to go, she looking like China or something when she's doing WWE or something. That's a problem. I have a problem with that.
Wait.
Look, take a look at this. There's a lot of females, like, I'll be on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? And there's a lot of females that they're getting this fitness craze and this CrossFit. And I don't really like that CrossFit, because the CrossFit is giving these females traps. I don't want a high school boy body. I want a female body. And that's what they look like. And I told the chick, I was like, I want the hips. I want hips. I want your feminine. I want the feminine fat. I want that feminine fat. The body parts. You know, you're losing that shit. You're doing these comparison pictures. This was me before. You was looking bad. Now you over here looking like Brad. You know what I'm saying? I'm not feeling that. That's just me though.
Right.
And I got.
Right.
I got crucified on Facebook when I talked about that. They're calling me, "Oh, you're what the hell did they say?" They said some crazy shit, like I'm like some old fashioned.
They might have called you chauvinist, something like that. That type of stuff. Yeah. They don't like hearing that, so you know.
What you think about
the big buff CrossFit?
I don't know. Like, I see some of them WWF female wrestlers, and some of them be looking good, and I know they did their little workout stuff, so. I guess it just depends on how strong some of these females look. Like, I don't know if y'all remember the Trish Stratus? Like, she was one of the tighter females in wrestling, and I don't know. I just guess it depends on how big your traps are.
I wasn't talking about them ones. I'm talking about, like, China. You remember China.
You talking about when she started like getting breast implants and looking like a female, or when she first came in?
Before that, I'm talking about when she came in there, choke slamming dudes and was stupid swole, like dumb swole. I'm not that China.
But I'm pretty like the last China before she left, right?
Nah, the China that was in Playboy. I ain't talking about that China. I'm talking about the first China that came in.
I'm not feeling that first China, but the first one China, I didn't have too much of a problem with that.
See,
she was only 5'10" too. She wasn't that tall. She lost on. I know what y'all talking about. She lost a lot of muscle. When she went to Playboy, she like stopped lifting and lost some weight and had breast implants, so it started
looking different. She stopped the steroids? That's what you're talking about?
Yeah, probably that's what she
stopped. Yeah. I mean, let's just keep it 100, man. You know she was on the roids, you know what I'm saying? So let's just, you know.
So Jay, if your girl just became a bodybuilder, you wouldn't accept that. Your wife, excuse me, you wouldn't accept that. If that's what she wanted to do,
hey, you're wishing on a prayer, dude, because she ain't lifting shit. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I wouldn't even. I was like, try. Let me see you do it.
I'm not one to tell anybody what they should do. You can do whatever you want. I mean, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you know, if you do something, and you know, it's reactions to everything, and then, you know. And repercussions.
Yes,
so if you do that and then things don't end up working out between us, well, then you then there you go. There you have it. So
you were just divorced, you know.
Well, you talking about wife? That's pretty far fetched. In the first place, I mean, I just feel like, you know, I don't even know how to necessarily answer that. You know, I'm not married, so I don't know. I wouldn't know how to answer that,
but she wouldn't do that because she know what I'm on. Yeah. She know what I like. So she wouldn't go fucked out like that. She wouldn't do it because she know if she do that, she not gonna get that attention, and she know I'm gonna go elsewhere. And she don't want that to happen. I feel like
too much anything. You know, excess is always a problem. So I feel like it's great, no, because you don't want the opposite. You don't want them sitting around and that's for anybody. That's you know, if it's a woman, she don't want her dude sitting around getting you know too big and whatever. And then it's the same, dude don't want his woman doing that. So it's a fine line in there. You know what's what, but since we're talking about chicks getting crazy buff. I mean, you know, if that's the type of chick you like, and you like, you know, crazy butt chicks, then, you know, more power to you. But, yeah, if it's not something that's going to flow, like 4A said, it's not going to work. And, you know, you're going to force me to have to make a decision at that point. You know? So, So, that might be an issue. You know, it just depends on what you like. But what about you? I know you like them big butts. Ronda Rousey types, you know what I'm saying?
Big old ass.
I don't like them, but I can take those 6'3".
Yeah, 6'3", 200.
I can go up to 6'6".
6'6", 250.
Cyborg.
I don't know who Cyborg is. That female girl that got beat up by Ronda Rousey.
The one that's trying to fight her. He won't fight her. Cyborg.
Who? Ronda Rousey won't fight who?
Cyborg.
Who is Cyborg?
It's this new chick. It's this new. That chick looks like a damn droid or something. That thing. Talk about she got to get tested. She got to lose some weight. She don't want to fight her, but she talking about. But Rousey talking about she'll beat up half the dudes in USC or something. I don't know about that chick, bro. Cause you still a female. I don't care. I ain't gonna lie.
She's talented, man. She's talented though, man. And I was joking about her.
She's not crazy buff,
she's still pretty feminine too. She's not crazy buff or anything like that. Ronda Rousey, she's not like out of control, you know, like we was trying to say about China when she was. She's nothing like that.
Nah, she's not bad,
though, because here's the cold part. You lift off, you be in an arm bar, man. You say something crazy, start talking crazy to her, you know, you might end up in trouble.
If you lay down with her or something, or what?
I don't think you gotta be laying down. If you talk something crazy, standing up, you might end up on the ground.
You see what she did to that one guy, right? Where she grabbed dude and broke his rib.
Yeah, it means a little something different when you talking about, man, I want her to take me down. She want me to take her down.
nah, not with Ronda Rousey, you might end up, you know what I'm saying, in trouble.
Yeah,
so. She cracked that one boy rib. She cracked his rib.
Yeah, she cracked his rib. She dipped him. He said she couldn't do nothing to him.
Yeah, see, well, he's one of those that he needed that to happen. He needs to be made an example out of. You know what I'm saying? For real. He needed that. So.
Well, that's why it would take me a little 6'6", 175-pound girl. Is that too big? That's not big, is it?
Nah, man. I mean, 175, that's going to be pretty thin, ain't it?
Yeah. Oh,
what's
I need a bigger
right
one, huh?
Yeah,
I need like...
I mean, tall and lanky, right?
Yeah. No, I guess I need a 205.
That's a good question.
What's that chick that plays in the WNBA, man? She, the little
not
blonde one, man. She played for Chicago or something. Nah.
Candace Parker?
No, she a white chick.
Sue Bird?
She probably like a second year or third year or so. She kind
of
played like
I don't know none of the current ones.
Oh, from UConn?
She didn't go to UConn. She went to Delaware.
Oh, I think I might know who you're talking about.
I
don't know if y'all remember Maya Moore, but I liked her too.
Yeah,
I remember.
I liked her too.
I did too.
Yeah.
I think I liked her too.
So her
yeah,
side,
yeah.
She was 6 feet. Now, she
but
was
you talking
six
about Lisa
Leslie? No, I'm not talking about Lisa Leslie.
You just said 6'6". You just said
well,
6'6".
You mean
talking about
I
old Brittany Griner type. Brittany Griner.
Well,
he said, nah.
I can't do it. Her voice
I mean,
look, a little too deep.
The chick that I'm talking about, she got drafted right after her. Brittany got drafted first, and then she was the number two overall. She came right after her. And she went to she went to Chicago. I don't know their logo, but I know
I think
Chicago.
I know what you're talking about.
She's
her name like what's her name like did she have like Ella Della Dawn or something weird?
Yeah. That's what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
because she was on ESPN a few times.
Yeah.
Okay.
Skinny blonde girl, right?
Actually, she hella tall. I walk around, hold her head with some stilts. I ain't even tripping. Straight up.
See, you young whippersnappers don't know nothing about tall women. Y'all don't appreciate. Right. Well, how much would it take for y'all to knock down Brittany Griner, though?
Which I don't know what you mean by that. You gotta. What do you mean? You say knock off? What does that mean?
Yeah, give her the business for a couple hours.
You said a couple hours.
I'm cool.
Why you say for a couple hours though? Why you put a couple hours on this though?
Are you gonna be able to get off quick? Is it gonna be that good?
He went extreme. A couple hours. Damn, man.
She's gonna be like, feels good. She's gonna sound like Barry White. Oh,
he said,
you don't even like,
dude.
You don't even like, dude.
Yeah, man, this dude just tried to. He said 2 hours, man. Whoa.
Did you hear about
that? I saw you, E.
Did you hear about that that brothel in Vegas?
Who?
It's a brothel in Vegas. They said where you can get 24 girls and tickets to the Pacquiao Floyd Mayweather fight for $100,000.
That's
okay.
They know they're gonna get paid. They're gonna get that money. Oh,
okay. 4 stars by Jones. The snitches is punk.
All right, y'all. That's the end of our show. We'll save this conversation for next Tuesday when we talk about, I think we're coming up on the end of March Madness, so y'all team still in it?
I still got my Final Four. It's still alive.
No Final Four because I didn't do no bracket.
No bracket. Well, I still got Stanford women looking at the championship, and I got Stanford men trying to win the NIT. So, you know, I represent. But that's
Stanford
it,
women,
though.
Huh?
And, oh, yeah.
All right, Vidal.
Well, I'll really start. We'll get at y'all. Peace.
All right, man.
Four stones by Jones, the snitches and punk. Speaking on the homies, speaking on the homies, speaking on the homies.